cold dagger sliced through my skin, and bubbles poured from my mouth at the suddenness of the creature's attack. It didn't want me to reach the sword. Icy bands of magic tightened around my chest, squeezing me tightly and driving an icy chill into the marrow of my bones. Tiny sharp pinpricks stabbed through the icy bands and into my skin. Shit! Guarded as I was by all my woven spells, the poison didn't kill me in seconds, but it worked quicker than I could spin a spell to burn it out of me. What the hell was this thing? I cried out as poison seared through my veins and essence, and as I pushed hard to reach the lake bed, I had to get to the bottom. Cormac's sword had sliced through this creature's power like butter.
There is always someone stronger, someone older, little one. Remember this moment.
Gaia had picked a shitty moment to warn me. Whatever had a hold on me didn't ease an inch, and the poison in my system had started wrapping its way around my heart, around my lungs and muscles. My eyes opened wide when my fingers brushed the pommel of the sword. Hardly believing I'd found it again, I grabbed hold of the blade. I wasn't capable of more. My body was unresponsive to my urges to swim and fight, to use the blade to stab. Sigel was right. I was a fool. I'd been well and truly incapacitated. A warm hand curled around my wrist, and an explosion of light gave me my first view of what had attacked me. It had the appearance of a massive ventipus, only bigger and with glowing red eyes. And it had a hold on me too. I was yanked downward, and a distant part of my mind understood that I was being dragged to the creature's mouth. From here, I could see its rows upon rows of teeth. This was a creature of darkness, of malevolence, one that even Underhill had never tried to take on. The Kraken.
Help me fight it!
I couldn't identify the voice. Was he kidding? I was literally poisoned and nearly dead. But I pushed what power I had left toward the man who had hold of me. Because what did it matter now if I gave him my strength? Our power tangled, light and dark, and he raised his hand as he conjured a spear made of pure power. He hurled it at the Kraken. The monster bellowed and flailed, and I felt the crushing weight on my body ease. That hardly mattered. I could already feel my life force slipping away. The hand that had a hold of me yanked me upward as the last of the tentacles slid off my body.